The following program is an AUFans.com production. War Eagle.
This is Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay.
To the 40, to the 30, taillights, touchdown! Keep them off the field tonight! Holy cow!
It's a little bit like a punch in the gut.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about?
And now, Talking Tigers Football. Here are your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb.
And I am your host, Stan Stevens.
And I'm the other host, Jay Webb. And you are listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay. And we are here talking about Auburn football.
Yes, we are, Jay. And we're
ouch. Boy, talk about a punch in the gut.
Yeah, that was
man,
that was a tough defeat Saturday, Jay, in Fayetteville, Arkansas, home of the Arkansas Razorbacks in four overtimes. Our Tigers came up a little bit short. What was the final? 54 to 46. Yeah.
A lot of good things going on in that game, even though the score didn't come out our way. But, man, disappointing,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it was. And you're right. I mean, Auburn basically took off the first quarter, and especially offensively. Well, here's the thing, Jay. The game starts out, and I mean, before you had time to go to the refrigerator and get your soft drink.
3 minutes.
I mean,
under 3 minutes.
Yeah, they were in the end zone. So, yep. And then, you know, they go up 14. I mean, it's looking, we're doing nothing offensively. And then, I mean, we get the big turnover late in the first half. Chris Frost, who had dropped into, I guess, a deep zone coverage, intercepted the ball there about the 5-yard line. Mm. And then, really out of nowhere, we marched, you know, 95, 96 yards for the touchdown right before the half. So, yeah. you looked at that first half, and again, especially statistically, I mean, Arkansas was just dominating yardage and all that. And, of course, you look up and it's 14-7. So, going into halftime. So, I know Auburn felt relieved and, you know, that they were actually still in the game. Now, I guess, Jay, and if we were gonna have done a skit this week, it would have had to be centered around drop passes because,
that was a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, I've been following Auburn a long time, and I guess maybe some people, by some accounts in the game, we dropped 10. Of course, in the first drive or two, you know, we had like four drops in a row and whatever it was, yeah. But nobody's really given any kind of thing about it was, Jay, is as it turned out, the weather was fine. It was overcast, but the rain they'd been calling for, that would have, you know, certainly turned that place into a big sloppy pigsty. I had to get that in, Jay.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it was already there.
Well, yeah, it was. But the rain went south of Fayetteville, and so actually the weather was fine. So
yeah, so it wasn't cold. It wasn't wet, rainy.
No, anything like that. And you're talking about obviously the best, I think, receiver we have on the team overall, Ricardo Lewis.
Yeah.
He was the one that, had the biggest drops. Of course, later in the game, Jay, he made some fantastic plays. I've told some people, I would just start purposely throwing the ball like over Ricardo's head or, you know, to one side or the other because he seemingly can make the acrobatic catch.
Outrageous catches.
He's right on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's some of the more routine, at least in that game, he struggled. But like I say, he came back at the end and made some really big catches that put Auburn in position there at the end to actually kick a field goal. But So anyway, Jay, it's 14-7 at half. We come out, we get the opening kickoff, we drive it down there, it's tied up. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, I mean, we played a pretty solid game defensively. I mean, they get 24 points in the whole regulation, which is basically what they scored against. They scored that against Tennessee on the road.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, Auburn's defense has been struggling, but it's been getting better. I know Coach Muschamp has done everything he knows to do, moving people around, trying different schemes and, like I say, personnel and what have you, to try to improve the defense. But we're down 24-21, Jay, with a little over a minute to go in the game and no timeouts, and little Sean White and the guys, and his cast of fellow cast of offensive players drive down there, and with just seconds left on the clock in the regulation, Daniel Carlson. Lines up and kicks, not a super long field goal, 40-something yards. But, 40-something yards, Jay, with that much pressure on you on the road. Many a guy just, shanked that or whatever. And he drilled it. So, So of course, we go to the overtime, the first one. And, in the overtimes, Jay, we had our chances. I think there was probably four different – fourth downs, either fourth and goal or fourth and some yardage earlier in the overtime. About four different fourth downs where if we stop them, game
that's
over.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah, I remember lots of times it was okay. This is ball game.
Ball game.
If Arkansas didn't step up right here, that's it. But
and they did.
They stepped up.
I mean, four, and so. That was what's really, and then you get into the final overtime, and by then, of course, Auburn was, as I'm sure Arkansas was as well, obviously, but worn down, and they score, and then we start the fourth overtime running, we get stuffed, and then we try to throw three straight passes, and again, the last play of the game, as it turned out, was a very catchable ball that was, there was some contact, it wasn't, but
yeah.
But it was a drop, and that was a ball game. So, this is tough, Jay. I mean, this leaves Auburn in a tough position. I mean, of course, we're 4-3, we coming up here this week, and we'll talk about Ole Miss in just a minute. But with Ole Miss, and then you go to Texas A&M, you got Georgia coming to town. And then ending up with the Crimson Tide coming to Auburn. So, except for Idaho, which I feel pretty confident, we should be able to handle Idaho.
Yeah.
I mean, you could – again, it's kind of like I said earlier. We could beat Ole Miss. I could just as easy see us losing to them. Texas A&M on the road, Georgia and Alabama. So, but again, the Arkansas was – In my opinion, in a lot of ways, it was the best game maybe we played this year. I mean, Sean White, Jay, is really – I mean, he really looked good to me Saturday, especially for a kid that's played four games. He's a redshirt freshman, and, he's very poised, and he runs that offense. He just looks like he's getting closer and closer to what Gus – would want the last 2 weeks have. And after that – that first almost 30 minutes. I mean, it was late in the first half, and then the rest of the way we looked pretty good. But as I said, Jay, I'm afraid in the receiving core right now Auburn's average at best. I mean, you just can't drop, and I'm not even sure you can drop 10 passes and say you were average. But we've got some guys that have some speed, and maybe this has been part of the problem all along is just we don't have those two or three guys in the receiving corps that can don't get me wrong, Ricardo Lewis is a very talented receiver, but, consistency's got to be part of it, Jay. Peyton Barber runs hard. I love Peyton.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily – he doesn't look like maybe the kind of guy that's going to take it 70 yards to the house kind of back. But, I mean, he's quick and he's physical. And, I mean, he's a good back to have. I think if Kerryon Johnson or this Javon Robinson that hadn't played at all, one of these guys could be maybe a home run hitter type running back to complement Peyton. We would even be better.
Like you're looking for a close first down. Barber's.
Peyton's a guy that can really grind, and he's tough and physical. Yeah. But maybe you'd like to have a guy where if they miss a couple of tackles, the guy takes it. Like I say, 70 yards kind of thing. So but the offense is getting better, and I'll say this: if it improves this much more, then we got a chance against Ole Miss. Now, Ole Miss's defense is good. To kind of jump ahead, I mean, they held Texas A&M to 3 Saturday night. Now, I think Texas A&M was suffering a little bit from having played Alabama, and Alabama, the physicality of the Tide took its toll on A&M. A&M really looked, and I mean, Ole Miss held them under 200 yards offense.
They had to have been pretty weary by that time.
But Ole Miss, here's the thing, Jay. Ole Miss has been struggling as of late. I mean, they beat Alabama, but then they struggled the next week against Vandy. Then they went to Florida and got it handed to them. And then they beat New Mexico, whatever, in a state. And then Memphis really took it to them. So I was expecting Saturday night's game between A&M and Ole Miss to look – pretty evenly matched. Two teams coming in struggling, and the Johnny Rebs, Jay, they did look much more energized. Now, again, offensively, they only scored 23 points, and against A&M's defense, that's not necessarily, lighting the woods on fire. But again, their defense performance holding them to 3, so – But anyway, back-to-back Auburn and Arkansas, though, there's a lot of things. Even defensively, we played the Carlton Davis, that true freshman. He continues to play really, really well, high level. Now, here's the buzz, Jay. There's
the buzz.
The talk is that I don't think you'll see him Saturday, but Carl Lawson apparently is back at practice.
Okay.
And, of course, that doesn't do anything but excite people for Auburn because this guy, it really is a shame that this kid got hurt. I mean, he's phenomenally talented. He's got a high motor. He's, and he makes the people around him better. He's just a great player. And I don't know.
So he was, re-injured at the beginning of this season.
That's right. He had a knee that he came back from, but he's had some kind of – well, they originally said it was a hip flexor. I don't think anybody's really talked about what really happened to the hip. Apparently he is healed enough that he was back at practice. I'll be surprised if he plays against Ole Miss. I'm thinking maybe let's give him another – a week.
Couple
and you go
weeks.
To yeah.
Yeah,
you go to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
If he really is fully – if he's back 100%. But there's a buzz, though, to kind of get people excited. And
that's pretty exciting.
Let's see. Some other news. And this kind of got people going. I saw where Coach Muschamp's name has been mentioned for maybe a possible, the South Carolina job, which I don't think Coach Muschamp is in the top tier of what maybe South Carolina actually – I think there's a few other guys they actually have their – eyes on, but I actually think Will would make a great head coach again. Maybe not this soon. I really do think he likes Auburn. Mm-hmm. He he's from Rome. He played at Georgia, and he's by most accounts, he's pretty happy to be just running the defense. I don't think Coach Malzahn gives him too much trouble. Lets him kind of do
lets
his
him
own
run
thing.
It. Yeah,
so,
that's fine.
So, in that sense, that's always nice where you don't have – you're pretty much the head coach of the defense.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was that kind of thing. So
– that's something to watch anyway.
Yep. Yeah, because you'll go to the next guy, but we could really stand to have Coach Muschamp a few years there to get Auburn defense back where most Auburn people are used to it being. But anyway, so Jay, again, it was a tough loss. I see some improvement. Again, expectations is a big thing, Jay. When you pick to win the SEC title, and you know, on and on, and we've talked about this whole season,
yeah, right?
I mean, nothing short of a dominating win makes a lot of the Auburn folks that I've seen online happy. And so that makes for a long season. And I'll tell you, Jay, again, I mean, this season is it's teetering either way. I mean, you know, Ole Miss could come in there and very easily beat Auburn. And I think Auburn could easily win that game.
Yeah.
You go to College Station. There's no way that probably the Texas A&M team that showed up against Ole Miss will be playing at home against us. But you could win that one.
Yeah.
Georgia. Awesome. Georgia has shown, I mean, without Chubb, you know, how good is their offense? So it's certainly a game we should be in that we could win. And then even Bama. And I think Bama's – well, we're going to find out in a couple weeks. Alabama-LSU may decide who's the best team in the conference.
So for the rest of our season, we're talking about tough teams, but there are some variables in there that could – make things go our way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's right. I mean, we could, you know, we could, what are we? We're 4-3. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could, you know, we could end up, what, 8-4, you know, but, I think it's 5-7's not out of the round.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, if you have 5-7, Jay, there's going to be no joy in Mudville, I can assure you.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of heat on the staff and so forth. But
All right.
But again, Ole Miss, Saturday night, I wish.
Yeah.
Another 11 o'clock game, Jay. I mean, we've but anyway, you know, it'll be 11 o'clock for Ole Miss as well. So.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to have to
look at it both ways there.
Well, and I even heard Coach Malzahn last week. They actually tried to do a few things different. Like they practiced early. Uh-huh. They did some things to get the guys clocks that you're ready to play at 11, which, you know, immediately is tough. But Ole Miss, they've got, you know, their big receiver, Treadwell, who was having a great year last year. You may recall, Jay, he got injured at the very end of the Auburn Ole Miss game, broke his ankle. I think it was pretty painful. Well, he's back, and he's back better than ever. And he has vowed to inflict the pain he felt on Auburn this week.
I don't know exactly what he means by that, but sounds
serious.
Sounds
doesn't it?
Really, really serious.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if he is.
That's going to be interesting to see. You know how that goes. They got a new quarterback, Chad Kelly. Everybody knows. Okay. He by everything I've seen, he looks a lot better than what they had with Bo Wallace. I mean, Bo was a solid quarterback.
Yeah.
But this Kelly guy just adds. He's got a much stronger arm, and he seems to be quicker. Mm. They've got a good tight end. Evan Ingram. Watch for Evan Ingram to make. Seems like good tight ends kind of make a living. In fact, the Arkansas game, Jay, to start off with, their tight end had a couple – I think he had 51 yards receiving on that first drive. I'd be surprised if Mr. Ingram here with Ole Miss is not targeted early and often.
Yeah.
One of their Kimnichi brothers, the one that's the more talented one, he didn't even play Saturday against A&M. He should be back for us. So, Jay, we're going to have to. Ole Miss again. Ole Miss is 6-2, and they're 3-1 in the SEC. I mean, they still control their destiny to get to.
Yeah.
You know, get to the SEC title game, and since they've got the head to head against Alabama, basically, since they lost to Florida, if they win out, which would mean they would beat everybody in the West, Ole Miss is going to Atlanta, and they realize that.
Yeah.
So they're going to come in, you know. I mean, we're sitting there 1-3, and, you know, they were talking about Auburn going to the Birmingham Bowl, Jay, and, I mean, that didn't make the the great unwashed happy either, as I was reading about that, which I got to tell you, going to Legion Field for a bowl game, I hope the game is at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
You know, way before dark, yeah. And really after, before anybody gets before up,
right?
Down in that part of
nobody watch, yeah.
But I mean, there again, the kind of skipping ahead, a bowl game is really important, no matter what it is. For this reason, Jay, you get almost like a spring training worth of practice during the month of December. That's one of the advantages that you can do, and so a lot of teams, a lot of coaches. I mean, they use that to work a lot of the young guys that didn't play as much. And, I mean, it's just like having another spring training. Okay. So you really want to go to a bowl game, even if you don't really care about the bowl game.
Yeah. Well, that does make sense. That's good. That's good. All right.
So that's, you know, I mean, Ole Miss, we again, we're going to have to – they're going to throw the ball a lot, Jay. They don't run the ball that much. They ran a little bit more against A&M, surprisingly, but – I would be surprised if Chad Kelly doesn't put the ball up a lot. We may have some chances there for some big plays on defense, interceptions.
Yeah.
All right. And then, their defense is going to be a challenge. It's a tough. I mean, Sean needs to continue his progression, and hopefully, Coach Malzahn will have his A game. You know, calling a game against his good friend Hugh Freeze. So. Jay, I'm really tempted to go, you know, against my, you know, my homerism, if you will, and pick Ole Miss in this game because
see all that scribbling you've been doing over there.
Well,
trying to
right.
figure this
well,
out.
It's, you know, Ole Miss is coming off a really impressive game Saturday night, and Auburn's coming off a heartbreaking loss. Although, you know, from what I've been hearing about Auburn, they have bounced back. I mean, they got a lot of young guys, so I don't think it's going to be quite as bad as it would have been if that was, you know, if we'd lost to Arkansas and that cost us, you know, I mean, the season was kind of already, you know, just a week-to-week kind of progression. So, Jay, I'm going to stay with the Tigers. I'm going to say Saturday, Auburn 24, Ole Miss 21 in a close game. We've been playing some close games. Ole Miss has had trouble. You know, even Saturday night, they only scored 23 at home, and they completely dominated A&M. So, 24-21 Auburn, and we're just going to have to see if we can get a victory.
That sounds reasonable to me.
All right.
I like it. All right, let's
well, let's go
win that
quickly.
One.
Last, right. I'm going to look at last week, Mississippi State handled Kentucky pretty, 42-16. It was Mississippi State, to me, continues to look better than anybody thought they would this year. In a game of I don't even know what to say, Jay. Vandy beat Missouri 10-3. First
what?
Of all, I mean, Vandy gets an SEC win. Missouri, Jay, has not scored a touchdown in the last three games, and they've scored one in the last four games.
Ouch.
I mean, Missouri's offensive coordinator, that sound he's hearing, it is two men in a truck. I mean, I don't – that's
– Yeah, what I else mean, can you say about it?
I mean, they're in the – of course, LSU, you know, they played Western Kentucky, and they handled Western Kentucky no problem.
And still undefeated, right?
Yes, LSU's – and they are off this week getting ready for Alabama, as is the Tide. Now, in the big game of the week – Alabama beat Tennessee 19-14. But I got to tell you, Jay, that was
it was close.
It was. You know,
well,
I mean,
for
Tennessee.
A while it was close.
Well, and Tennessee took the lead. Jay was about 5 minutes going to game, five, yeah. Maybe six.
Yeah.
And Alabama had honestly the drive of the season with Coker, and they go down there and they stuck it in. So you got to give Bama and you got to give Jacob Coker a lot of props on that drive.
Well, you know, we keep saying this, pressure does amazing things to football teams, and that's what happened, looked like to me.
Yeah, I mean,
they were suddenly under this pressure. Hey, we're not going to lose this thing.
That's right, and they performed. And Tennessee, you know, hats off to Tennessee, though. They have played. I mean, they're a really good football team with a lot of young talent. So, you know, again, not to sound like everybody else, but I think Tennessee is a team to watch, you know, next – next few years. And so that was, but that was a huge win for Alabama because honestly, Jay, Bama had played like four straight really tough games. They, and they were really, I think they looked to me a tired. So it was a great game. Bama wins it. Now, going into this week, we got a lot of folks off. Of course, like I mentioned, Alabama and LSU are both off getting ready for that big epic battle in Tuscaloosa. But, yeah, another really, really big game this week is in Jacksonville, Florida, the annual shootout between the Gators and the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm going to have to go with Jim McElwain and the Florida Gators, Jay, just because, I mean, Florida has looked really good and Georgia has looked really bad. And, of course, I might remind our listeners, last year it was kind of a reverse. And Coach Muschamp, still head coach at Florida, they went in there and just wore Georgia out.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I'm going to have to go with the Gators.
All right.
South Carolina, who's still without a head coach. They got the interim guy, Elliott, I think. I'm not sure. But they travel to Texas A&M. It's going to be interesting to see what Texas A&M can do after, you know, having gotten beat soundly by Bama and then Ole Miss just – you know, wearing them out. South Carolina is really, really weak, Jay. So I'm going to go with A&M. But Vandy travels to Houston, and that's not going to be a pleasant experience. I mean, Houston's undefeated, I believe, and it's going to be Houston's going to beat Vandy. And then the other game of note is Tennessee travels to Lexington. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how the Vols are able, because this is, like we mentioned, at home especially, I think this is a decent Kentucky team. Mm-hmm. And even though they got handled pretty easily by Mississippi State in Starkville, coming home and Tennessee being a big, big rival game for Kentucky people, it's going to be interesting to see how the Vols respond. I think Tennessee's going to win. They're just better on the road. Look for it to be closer, maybe a field goal, Jay.
Yeah.
But the Vols, I think the Vols win it.
All right.
And So that's pretty much it, Jay. It's not a lot. It's these shows were a whole lot more fun when we were winning.
You know, I was kind of thinking that myself.
But see, that's the thing, Jay. That's where the real professionalism comes out in me. You have to. Well, wait a minute. I'm not a professional. Well, anyway,
you know, I'm looking around the room. I don't see any professionals in this.
Well, you've got the voice business, but that's a whole different thing. But anyway, so. No, but hopefully this week we get a big win against Ole Miss. We need it. Yeah, if not, hey, we'll say what it was or how it turned out. We'll let the folks know next week.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's it. Get us out of here, Jay. War Eagle and
all right, folks. Well, all right, let's beat those Rebels and definitely continue. We're still going on this drive, trying to get folks to resubscribe to AUFans.com. So if you haven't already done that, please do so really soon, because we're going to be switching to we're migrating our stuff to a better system. And if you haven't subscribed to AUFans.com already, I mean, if you haven't resubscribed is what I'm trying to say, we'd like for you to do that. Just go to AUFans.com. You're probably there right now. You see the subscribe field. Just fill that out and go through all the motions to do that. We'd appreciate it.
Yep.
All righty. So, War Eagle.
War Eagle. And
have a great week.
Let's like you say, let's join us again next week, Jay.
Yeah!
You've been listening to Talking Tigers Football with Stan and Jay, with your hosts, Stan Stevens and Jay Webb. This has been a production of AUFans.com in association with Webb and Stevens Unlimited Media. Thank you for listening, and War Eagle!